Hello, and I'd like to officially welcome everyone to our PHP 101 series. Dave and I are starting to do a series of educational classes, teaching all about the rules and regulations of being a Purium Health Products or a PHP member. The first PHP 101 call was all about the compensation plan, understanding the compensation plan and how to make money. Tonight's subject for the PHP 101 is about professionals, how to recruit professionals and how to define them and what the rules and regulations of professionals are within the Purium Health Products company. My name is Amy. I'll be the moderator tonight, providing some administrative information, and we're lucky to have with us David Sandoval, who's the other owner and founder of Purium Health Products, and he'll be with us giving some administrative tips as well as some marketing and salesmanship ideas on how to recruit and to maximize your earnings using professionals in your PHP business. So welcome, Dave. Are you with us on the line tonight?
I am. Thank you very much. And I'm very excited. As Amy said, we have just begun the tradition of offering PHP 101. These are focused and informational courses for the most ambitious of the Purium Health Products members who want to make a living, who want to earn a substantial income with their involvement in Purium Health Products. And while we certainly are here for anyone who simply wants the finest nutritional products at the best price, we could not find those people if it weren't for you folks, the ones who truly are ready to go out and aggressively help us to spread the word about our, literally the word that we have, our message of health and healing. And so that having been said, we have a very unique aspect of Purium Health Products, and that is the ability to identify and recruit professionals. And, of course, every network marketing organization has that ability. What we have done differently is we have allowed you to go into that environment and to offer them something that no other company can. And Amy and I will explain that. But with our company, you truly are a rep. You're an independent rep. You're trained. You have products. You have literature. You have catalogs. And you have a margin that is equal to or greater to other products in the industry. And so that having been said, before we get into the salesmanship, before we get into the details of how to sell this to a professional, we first must understand, as Amy said, the administrative side. And no one is better at explaining that than her. And so I would like to take her to take the mic for however long is necessary to have you understand how we identify a professional and how your payouts and relationship between Purium, you, and your clients will work.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Dave. And I just wanted to say that I think that this is an amazing opportunity that we present here with Purium Health Products, because so many people out there, they're looking for a part-time job. They're maybe looking for a full-time job. With the state of the economy, we all need to earn a few extra dollars to get all the bills paid. And so what we allow you to do here is like a job. And you can choose to work it full-time or you can choose to work it part-time. And, of course, that will, indicate on how much money you have the potential of earning. And so, like Dave said, we're going to tell you how to do that tonight and what are the requirements. And so to start out that process, we wanted to define professional, because there's been some members that have been with us over the years, and there's a little bit of confusion, and we want to clear that up tonight. A professional in Purium Health Products definition is someone who has invested their time and money into a profession, also received a degree, a certificate, or a license to practice that profession. So some examples.
And that profession needs to be in the realm of, health services and wellness.
Absolutely. So some examples of that, some examples of people who may have gone to school and received degrees would be chiropractors, naturopathic doctors, massage therapists hold a certificate or a degree, personal trainers,
estheticians,
colonic therapists, things like that. Like Dave said, nutritional counselors, people that are in the health field, also beauty operators, whether they work in a beauty salon, or like Dave said, a cosmetologist, spa, you know, type environment. So this is what we're defining as a professional. Also, if someone has a retail business license that sells retail, maybe they have a gift store, they want to sell the products, maybe they have some type of alternative, you know, type of, you know, little market where they want to put the products in, a retail business license would also qualify.
Say a juice bar.
Exactly.
You know, something where they actually, you know, a convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes there's little, there's co-ops and there's, you know, import-exports. The only people we don't allow you to approach is what is a clearly defined health food store. These are not products that are labeled or really prepared for, and we are not looking for to compete in and with health food store environments. So that is the one place that you will be discouraged, and in fact, in our rules and regulations, you are forbidden from approaching traditional health food stores with the products. But any other retail market is certainly open to you to approach.
Absolutely. And so basically what we are offering here to these people that we've defined as professionals, that you are offering as basically as their rep, you as a member of PHP can make yourself into a representative. You are a representative of PHP. You go in to this establishment, you approach this doctor or this chiropractor or massage therapist, and you're offering them a wholesale retail relationship, but with the very unique component of e-commerce, or basically like a virtual shop. So we've set it up so people can have the best of both worlds. They can have the traditional wholesale retail environment where they're getting a full retail margin, and we're going to explain this in detail in just a moment, what a full retail margin is, but where they can also use their own personalized web page. So if they don't want to carry every item in the line, they can still promote every item in the line and direct people to the website to order where they still will make that full retail margin. And that is what is extremely unique about Purium Health Products Professional Plan.
And it's amazing. In fact, I know because I have asked and I've been around the environment of, let's say, a cosmetologist where you're cutting hair, and if you sell Paul Mitchell, let's say, I know that the margin's about 35% unless you buy like $2,000 worth, and then your margin is like 37%, and I don't know if it ever gets to 40, but 40% is going to be a very acceptable margin for these shops. And 40% is the exact same percentage that a health food store earns when they sell products. So a health food store, when they sell a product for $10, they've paid $6 for it. That's exactly the way it will work with the professional account.
Exactly. And another, exactly. So you just defined what we're referring to when we say a full wholesale retail margin, that is 40%. And that's a strong margin these days. Many, many companies, like Dave said, large companies like Paul Mitchell, they don't have a 40% margin. They have slightly less. And so we feel like we're giving a very fair, very competitive margin. So you have a foot in the door. You have you have an advantage over some of the other lines, and especially with the e-commerce component, because most of the time with other companies, it's not the full wholesale retail margin when it's done through e-commerce and they're not carrying the product physically in their shop.
In other words, if you go to buy Paul Mitchell online, the salon that first introduced you to Paul Mitchell doesn't make a dime. And secondly, there's a good chance they're going to buy it from some discounter online that may not even be selling real Paul Mitchell product, because the Paul Mitchell name has been borrowed and stolen and traded. And so the bottom line is that the salons can't even assure you that what you buy online is what they're selling you, and they wouldn't want you to buy online anyway because they don't make any money when you do. And so with this, it makes it very easy for the salon to say, and by the way, when you're not here with me, if you still need this product or any other product in the catalog, just go to the website and order. That's all you have to do, right? And they give them the code to go to the website, or if they go to the website, we have a box that says, how did you hear about us? And they'll put in the salon. And so the bottom line is, no other traditional rep position offers what we have, which is residual income, the e-commerce component, and no other network marketing company offers what we could offer, which is a true wholesale retail margin, and no need to mention network marketing because there is no monthly requirement to buy anything for these companies. Let's say that you are selling Noni juice, and you go in and you say, hey, I want you to sell Noni, and they go, okay, and they go, oh, by the way, in order to sell Noni, you have to guarantee me that you're going to buy $75 worth a month, and you have to sign a contract that says that right here. And they're like, I'm not going on auto ship. So there's no need to even mention network marketing in any way, shape, or form when you go into the salons. You're repping a line of anti-aging products, and they are making the margin they're making, and they don't need to join and be part of a network marketing company to do that.
Exactly. And you mentioned something else that's really important. You mentioned it a little bit in passing. I wanted to highlight it or expand upon it, is we give that professional, we give that doctor, we give that salon owner or that esthetician or massage therapist the ability to hold on to that customer's retail purchases forever, because like you mentioned a while ago, you go into the salon, you get introduced to Paul Mitchell's shampoo, you buy it for the first time there, but maybe you move to a different neighborhood or maybe you switch people that cut your hair. Well, that person, they made the introduction, but they never get anything off your subsequent purchases.
Paul Mitchell, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. With Purium Health Products, that's a completely different story. The professional has the ability to hold on to and to make money off of residual income off of purchases that their customers make for a lifetime.
Exactly, and additionally, this is even cooler. If you like what you find, you could give other people that salon's website, and one person who likes what they found could actually bring 10 people who never had their hair cut by you.
Exactly.
Start using the product. And that is what's called branching. And that type of branching never happens, again, in any other scenario. So we offer what no other traditional repped product could, and we offer what no other network marketing company could. So we give you the best of both worlds. We have virtually morphed the best of both worlds. And, again, this makes us very, very unique. Are there any other differences, Amy?
Yeah, I wanted to go down. I made a little cheat sheet here to go down the differences between a member of PHP, a regular member in the network marketing organization, and the professional. And so I wanted to run down my cheat sheet here. So basically, sign-up fee. All members with Purium Health Products have to sign up and purchase a starter kit. With professionals, there is no sign-up fee. There is no starter kit to be purchased. With regular members, it's $29.95 unless we have a promotion going on. And with the promotion, there's a $50 usually minimum product order. With professionals, it's only a minimum product order of $150 to get started.
So what you're saying is that if you pay the $30, right, you're basically paying for your starter kit, and you become a member. Now, as you know, once in a while we have a promotion, and you may get it for less than $30, but there's other requirements attached to it, and we're not going to worry about that. But traditionally, it's $30, and you get a starter kit. With the professional, there is no starter kit. They don't pay $30, but there is a minimum order requirement for the professional. And how much is that again?
It's $150, and basically that is to show the seriousness of this, that this is not for personal consumption for that professional. This is for resale.
And you know what happens, Amy? when I work the trade shows for professionals, and they go, is there a minimum order requirement? Because they all ask, because all companies have this. And remember I said, like, with Paul Mitchell, $1,000, right?
Right.
Well, the thing is, when we tell them $150, they get this cute little smile.
Like, smile and go, oh, that's it? Okay, cool.
Almost like, are you serious? Like, and so I've even thought that I would say, you know, it's 250, and then if they balk, say, but for you, 150, because I don't think that, not that you really do that, but I'm just saying that I think that 150 is such a low bar that it almost takes away our credibility.
Right, because
like,
it is
wow,
a low bar.
Easy. But then when you explain what a great value our products are, and say the reason is because I could get you a representative sample of our best products with that, So are there any other differences that you should point out?
Well, yes. With regular members, of course, we teach on the business building calls, and all the time you need to recruit, you need to sign up other members, you need to spread the message, you need to go wide in your downline. With professionals, we don't even go there. We don't talk about recruiting necessarily. There is no incentive to recruit. You're working on retail customers, the retail customer basis only.
That's phenomenal, Amy. Do you know why? Because of what I said a moment ago. When you go in, you lose your credibility to a certain extent if you're talking to a professional and all of a sudden you have to start using network marketing lingo like, you know, auto ship, monthly requirements, recruiting, downline. They don't want to hear any of that. Now,
exactly.
If they ask, if they say, oh, could I sign people up and recruit? You could say, you know what, actually there is a way. This is referral marketing. So if you do want to do that, there is a component. Or you could just say, oh, are you interested in that? And if they say yes, talk about it. But if they don't, just say no. There's no requirements like that, and so that is, I think, amazing, Amy, that you don't ever have to talk about any of the lingo of network marketing, and that leaves you purely on the side of being a professional rep.
Absolutely, absolutely. So again, to recap, we said with regular members, obviously there is a starter kit. With professionals, there is no starter kit, but we send a healthy supply of literature and CDs so they can get the word out, so they can educate, because it's very education oriented. But with the website, the replicated personalized website, you get it when you're a member, you get it when you're a professional, because that's the e-commerce or the e-telling component of this that makes it so special. And then also, now you thinking from the rep side or the PHP member side, you know how we're always talking about the awesome fast start bonus of the 43% payout on the initial order. So you're probably thinking, well, is that going to apply to professionals? Absolutely yes. So when you get them to place that $150 order times 43%, you're going to earn $64.50 right there, boom.
And no, that's amazing because, you know, let's say that it takes you 3 hours to recruit a professional. That's still over $20 an hour, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah, definitely.
I mean, there's not too many places that pay. I mean, I'm not saying that professionals don't earn more than $20 an hour, but how many second jobs pay $20 an hour?
Yeah, not too many.
And
not
here's the great part, Amy. If they place, let's say they start using, because most professionals I found are like $200-$300 a month, you know, minimum orders. So if they do that, and oh, let's say the next 11 months they do that, and all of a sudden they've placed $2,500 worth of orders, that wasn't just $20 an hour, that grows to maybe $120 an hour.
Exactly, exactly. And then just to digress a little bit or compare this to other repping jobs, I don't know any, and I know quite a few people that are reps in the health food industry or this beauty industry. I don't know any other companies that pay out 43% on the initial order.
Oh, no way. No.
And our subsequent order margin is very reasonable and is very in line with what traditional reps make, and that is 8%, just the same as your residual orders on your first level members.
So it's just like being a rep, because most rep positions pay between 5 and 10% on residual orders, and they require that you continuously go back in to service that account. You have a requirement of going in, checking in, going back to the company and showing your log that you are visiting your accounts. We don't have any such requirements.
Exactly.
If your account needs no attention, give it no attention. That's because, again, it's your account. But there's something else that's super cool that Amy and I were talking about. See, I've been a salesman my entire life, and every time I go, and I've been good, and I go places, and the reason I go is because someone I know is already working there, and they ask them, hey, do you know anybody else who could sell? And they go, hey, Dave, do you want a job where I'm working? Or I do it the other way around. I go and recruit the good salespeople I know to come work for an electronics company or a telecommunications company or whatever. There's been so many different companies in my life when I was young. But the bottom line is, I never once was said, and by the way, if you bring us in a guy, we'll give you 8% or 6%, excuse me, of his salary for the rest of his life.
That's unheard of, absolutely, and that's why this hybridization between network marketing and this wholesale retail relationship is so absolutely amazing and unique in the industry. Because what Dave's saying is that if I'm a member and I get really good at recruiting these salons, and then I duplicate what I've done and I teach someone else and I bring that person in and they go out and start recruiting people in their neighborhood or their...
No, signing up professionals is what she means.
Exactly. Signing up professionals in their neighborhood, I'm going to make 6% of everything that they do.
And that never happens in a regular rep position. And there's an old saying, Amy, I'd rather make 1% of 100 man's labor than 100% of my own.
Exactly.
Well, if you're making 6% of another man's labor, right, then literally you just need to have 15 or 16 in order to equal, you know, your work. And so if you do, at some point, decide to train reps, if you get good at this, and I know that that any good salesperson will, when we explain how, you have the ability to own your own business. It is like a franchise, and you could bring on other people to work for you, make a percentage of their labor, and teach them to be professional reps as well.
Absolutely, and I just wanted to mention, this may be out of order, but with that $150 opening order, you don't even have to talk about shipping and handling. That's not a barrier to closing the deal, because as everyone knows, with the $150 order, you get free shipping.
Brilliant.
So with the $150 opening order, they get free shipping.
That is awesome, because, you know, that's usually a barrier, and that's something else you can tell them. And by the way, I'm going to give you free shipping.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Exactly. So like you just said, and this is really exciting, this is almost like having a franchise. This is like being, you could liken it to a real estate broker. The broker makes a percentage off of all the real estate agent's deals. Well, if you get good at this and you bring in other people to do the same thing that you're doing, recruiting professionals in other areas, this could be a very lucrative, money-making way to work your PHP business.
Amy, do you know anybody who cuts hair for a living?
Mm-hmm.
And do they own their own salon?
Usually not.
Okay, so does somebody pay them to come and work, or do they pay to rent a station?
They usually have to pay to rent the station.
That's right. No one pays a hair cutter to stand there all day.
Exactly.
They only get paid when their fingers are moving. And I don't mean, you know, washing towels. When they are cutting hair, they're making money. And they rent a chair, and they hope that people want them to cut their hair. They bring their own people, or when people walk through the door, they smile the brightest and hope that they go, oh, I've got a walk-in. I'm looking for someone to cut my hair. The bottom line is everybody, no, there's a lot of people who don't make minimum wage or anything. They are working for their bread every single day, okay? Those people who work for their bread every single day, when you're repping for us, you've got it better than them because you're not waiting. You're not paying for a chair inside of a salon waiting for someone to find you. You could go from salon to salon to salon, build your own business, and then when you leave and they continue to sell, you're still making money. When you cut somebody's hair and they leave the salon, when their hair grows, you don't make any money. You don't make any money until they come back and pay you again and you work again. This is a way to let those people who only make money when they're working realize a dream, and that is to make money when they're not working and to make more money out of every person that they see. If every person they see, they made a little more money out of and they started a residual income revenue stream, their life is going to get better. So when you walk through the door and you find your prospect and you get them to listen to you, you'd better have something important to say to them. And the important thing that Amy and I believe that you're going to say to them is, I could help you make more money in this salon with a very small investment of time and money. And I'm going to help you do it.
Absolutely. So let's run down our list of who your prospect or where you get your prospects, how you find your prospects, how.
Well, you already named a bunch of them, and I think that it's important that people remember just what you said. You said that you could go to a spa, that's a day spa, or the type of spas that are called destination spas, where people spend more than they spend overnight. You could go to chiropractors, and chiropractors are great because a lot of chiropractors love the component of the internet. Ordering. You could go to massage therapists. My favorite are estheticians and cosmetologists. And then you could get as crazy as a gift shop or some other, retail operation, whether it be specialty foods or something like that.
We also have several personal trainers in our organization that are doing
well. Very well. And that includes life coaches, people like that as well. So I think it's important that you realize that if you could see someone who has invested their time and money and has an existing clientele, what's called a stream of potential customers, okay, potential prospects, that's what you want to get into. My grandfather had a very weird way of saying it, but he said that if you want to get hit by a truck, the best way to do that is to play on a busy highway. And I think what he was really trying to say is, whatever you want to do, you got to go where the action is.
Exactly.
And where the action is the busiest salon that you could find. You may not believe it, but if you could find some salon with 8 chairs, 8 stations, and each one of those stations has 8 people coming in a day, you just found 64 people to talk to.
Exactly. And I just want to throw this in real quick. Like, if you're going into a salon, usually there's an owner who might be an operator as well, and then there's other operators that rent chairs. So there's a couple ways to approach it to make sure that you're not stepping on anyone's toes and everyone's getting a piece of the action. You can sign up the owner, and then the chairs or the operators could sign up underneath the owner. Or if you approach the chair person first, but knowing that the owner really wants a cut of all the action, or the owner sometimes stipulates the retail sales, then that person signs up the owner underneath them. So it still works either way. Does that make sense, Dave?
Well, what I've found is that if you know somebody working in the shop and they could introduce you to the owner, then you could sign the shop up under that person, but that is usually going to be not the case. The best way to go is to go straight to the top. You never want the owner to feel as though their authority has been circumvented. And so unless you could get a nice recommendation from that person, they have a good relationship with the shop, I would go directly to the owner of the shop and any distribution of profits is completely up to them. And although I, Amy, you have an amazing analytical mind, I always say let it play out the way it will. So we could try to anticipate how each owner, but if I were you, I just, as they say, don't even go there. You know, that's my advice.
Okay, sorry for interjecting that.
No, I love the way that you anticipate, you know, the possible, you know, the possible.
But I did want to bring up the possible conflict,
yes.
And I'm glad that you said that you are teaching people or training people to go straight to the top, because in these kind of businesses, the owner of the business most of the time wants to control the retail sales.
That's right, and they deserve to because they're paying rent.
Exactly.
Now let's Amy take a minute because you and I were talking before the call, and you asked me. You said, you know, let's give people clear ways to find those leads, and we broke it down to three, basically three ways to find the leads, and one way we said is to look for people who are advertising, and the reason why is because the reason they're advertising is that they're trying to increase their sales. So they're already spending money, and the ad that they placed, find out how much that ad cost them, and then you know that they're willing to at least spend that much money to increase their sales.
Absolutely. The people that are advertising, they're hungry.
They are. They probably have a, you know, they're saying, you know what, we need to be more aggressive, and that means that they're going to be open to what you're saying. The second way, and I know this is crazy, and this is more more of a me way than an Amy way, probably, but I know really busy streets that I've driven up, and this is the way it is, Amy, right? I see one place, and it's a veterinarian, and I go, oh, my God, I should go in and tell them about great stuff for dogs, great stuff for cats, great stuff for horses, and chlorella, right? And then the next place I go by is this, like, little weight loss, you know, shop, and I go, you know what, I should go in there, and I should tell them about all of our weight loss products. And then I pass a massage therapy, then I pass a chiropractor, and then I pass a day spa, and then I pass another day spa, and this is all within blocks of each other. And I'm going, you know what? The same people don't go into all those businesses. They don't have the same customers.
Oh, absolutely not.
You can have them right next door to each other. The chiropractor right next door to the acupuncturist. They don't have the same customers, and each one of them is equally is worthy of selling our product.
Exactly. Like I can think of just in the area where we live in Southern California, there's 10 to 15 places I can think of off the top of my head where there's just rows of retail environments like that. And like you said, acupuncturists, chiropractors, massage therapists, salons and spas in one area that you could easily walk up and down.
Usually near the beach cities or near the, you know, or near the downtown areas. And so, and then that's the Dave way. And then there's the Amy way, which is to go into the phone book and look at all of those same people. Look for common zip codes or go into the yellow pages and search for all of those business in a zip code that you're interested in and then make a point-to-point map. And you could call first and say, you know, and I'll tell you my script in just a moment. You could call first and ask for permission to drop by and leave information. More importantly, you could call, find out who the proper person is to talk to about the opportunity. And then for those who are interested, go point to point with an appointment, drop off the literature, speak to the proper person, and make sure to make your case, very upfront. I'm a rep. I want to come by and show you what I have. Reps also do drop by, and that's why I'm saying that you could do it either point to point with appointments. You could do what I call the snake, which is the way that you weave through the busy, you know, retail type areas, and then there is the tried and true way: go after the aggressive. You know what I mean?
Exactly, the people that are advertising.
Exactly, and that's the people who are advertising are definitely being aggressive. But let's get through, because I know we're running short of time.
So let's
get through exactly what we want them. What is our next point of education?
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell us how you approach this person? You have an appointment, or you've walked in and you have the ear of the right person, what do you do?
Okay, number one, identify the person who makes the decisions on which products are carried in the shop. That's first and foremost. Secondly, let them know that you represent a line of internationally acclaimed anti-aging products, and the company you work for is the leader in anti-aging through nutrition. In fact, the person who formulates our products regularly writes for magazines in your industry, like, and you could say Skin Inc., Dermascope, Le Nouveau Esthétique, and others, and also is an author of a book that is primarily about anti-aging called The Green Food Bible. Because if you read my book, you'll see that aging is the ultimate disease, and that is what we're fighting. And so that is your opening line. And you could then say that this is a method that is proven, that it's easy, that the initial investment is minuscule, and that, of course, and that, of course, these products have the cutting-edge approach of being pure, raw, whole food, organic quality ingredients, which means that that you're not selling something old and worn out. You're selling something new and cutting-edge, something that is, that they should be receptive to. So, again, the main points are, A, that you represent a company with integrity, and you could use the words and phrases that I mentioned earlier. B, that the products that you have are cutting edge and effective, and most importantly, this opportunity is inexpensive. It's a low initial investment and has the potential to double their overall income if they, after a few years of them representing it. And if anything they do could in 3 to 4 years virtually double their current income, I'm sure that that's something that they would be interested in.
Absolutely. So just to kind of summarize that, you want to be very confident. You want to be professional because you are a professional rep here. You're representing Purium Health Products.
That's the part.
Exactly. Dress the part, and you're offering something that benefits them. So you definitely have to talk about what Dave just said, how it can increase their income, how it can build them residual income, and then show them or point out that it's legitimate and it's easy. This is a legitimate company. It has an author as the formulator and founder. It has products that are cutting edge and very high quality with very much integrity. So you want to, again, be confident and present those things. So, again, I know we're running short on time, but how do we then, if people are kind of on the fence, you've presented all this information, you're confident, you've dressed the part, how do you go in and close the deal?
Well, the way you close the deal, I say, is, again, you could close the deal simply by saying, so why don't you give this a shot? I think that we could easily put together a $150 order that would represent our products. You put the literature here, and basically what you do is every single time that someone comes through the door, all you do is tell them, by the way, I'm thinking about carrying these awesome nutritional products that I learned about. Why don't you take a minute, read this catalog, and tell me what you think, okay? And say, do that, right? And if after 1 month of having done that, these products aren't selling, well, there is a return policy, okay? But the bottom line is you're letting them know that this is a no-brainer, right? And the bottom line is that every single person who comes through, you could offer a consultation with a naturopath. I am not a nutritional expert. However, as a member of this nutritional support group that I'm thinking of joining, there's a naturopathic doctor that I could offer to you for free.
Exactly.
For a consultation. Now, that should be a deal closer. But if it's not, Amy, this is the absolute clincher. I will come in here on your busiest day, explain these products to your clients until 100% of the $150 worth is gone. Okay? But here's the thing. I would like you to, you know, if I'm going to come here and do that, I think that you need to order a little bit more. I'd like to see you order like $500 worth of products if I'm going to come in and sell all day, because I'll sell $150 worth of products. You know, I think if not on the first day, the people will be coming back for the stuff I talked about. And so, but the bottom line is, and this is the favorite thing, Amy, let me do the math for you. I want to tell you something. I closed a deal today with someone who signed up specifically to sell professionals. And here's how I sold it to him. And you know the gentleman I'm talking about. And so he came in and I said, how much did you spend on this booth that you did at the Conscious Living Expo this weekend? He said, well, the booth cost me $1,000, and to have my stuff shipped in cost me about $200. I said, okay, great. I said, how much did you sell? He said, well, we sold 4,000. He said, but I think that we'll ultimately sell like 10, right? I said, oh, really? I said, how many people do you think you talked to? And he said, well, we were there 10 hours a day. I said, what do you consider a good conversation? He said, about 5 minutes. And the lady who was there with him said, excuse me, but it's more like 15 to 20, right? And so all of a sudden, we're talking about 15 to 20 minutes per quality contact to close a real good deal, right? And so that means the most you could do is 3 an hour. So if you're there for 10 hours, that's 30 maximum, right?
Right.
And the reason why is because they're passing by your booth and they're looking at all the other booths and they got other things to do. And they may or may not be listening to you or paying attention to your products. So you spent $1,200 to maybe have 30 good contacts, right, per day. I said, now, if you go to a salon that has 6 chairs and they have 6 people coming in each, that's a no-brainer. It's probably 8 chairs and 10 people coming in. But 6 chairs and 6 people coming in each, there are 36 people, the same as you were able to talk to and paid $1,200 for the right to talk to at that show. And all those people had one thing in common, they wanted to look better. Well, guess what everybody wanted to look and feel better? Guess what everybody who's coming in to get their hair done or a massage or a facial, they want to feel and look better. So it's the same environment. The only difference is you didn't pay for it, and you've got them isolated. They're sitting in a chair. They got nothing else to do but sample your product and listen to you in an environment where they do not feel threatened and where they're surrounded by friends. Or at least they feel that way. If you've ever gone to your favorite salon, you know that you feel that way.
Exactly.
And so the bottom line is, without paying the money, you could have a trade show every single weekend at somebody else's expense because they have the space. They have the people coming through, and all you have to do is sit in there and talk to 36 people. And if you're as good as me or Amy are at this, every other person is gonna get involved in this. And remember that when you're done talking to them, they don't leave. They go and sit in a chair for an hour and listen to you explain it to 6 other women.
Exactly.
Which means they hear it 6 times, and then they start talking to each other about, oh, my arthritis and my husband's, you know, overweight and et cetera. And pretty soon you don't have 36 people for 15 minutes each or 30 people for 15 minutes each and you're exhausted at the end of 10 hours. You are talking to people in a cyclical method. Every new person gives you a chance to say something that the other 5 people who walked in before them will hear as well, and the 5 people sitting on the bench. And here's the way it works, Amy, and it's brilliant. You mix up Nutritional Meal Option with orange juice, and it tastes delicious. And as soon as somebody walks through the door, they say, hey, by the way, you'll be ready in 15 minutes. The cutter's finishing up with somebody. And then you walk over, and you're like the greeter, and you say, hello, my name's David Sandoval. I'm here working with the salon owner. And she is introducing this new line of anti-aging nutritional products, and I wondered if you wanted to try our weight loss energy drink. And they go, well, sure, okay. And you hand it to them, and you go, well, go ahead, and while you're drinking that, I wanted to tell you that that has ingredients that will boost your immune system, lower your cholesterol, help you to lose weight. You won't be hungry for the next few hours. And by the way, it tastes pretty good too, doesn't it? And they go, God, sure does. So then you hand them the catalog, you open up the very first page, what's there? Nutrition Now meal option. Why don't you read a little bit about this? If you have any questions, you just let me know. They sit down, they start flipping through the catalog. Next thing you know, they go, what about this? What about that? What about that? And that's when you say, you know what? You could either have some knowledge. You could carry information with you. We have what are called fact sheets about the product. You could carry those fact sheets, which tell you everything you need to know to pitch an individual product, what it is, what the ingredients are, why we make it, what benefits you might get from it, all of those things. And every single week, we're adding to those. We probably have 15 or 20 of them done already. And soon we'll have all of our products will have a fact sheet. So you could simply flip to your fact sheet and say, oh, well, it's good for this and that and the other, and this is the reason why. And pretty soon, after you have gotten 36 people saturated with information over the course of a day, and I'm thinking it will be more, 36 to 60, but once you have done that, I guarantee you that the average sale is over $100, and about every third or fourth person places that order. Now, if you divide 36 by 4, and Amy, you're going to have to help me with that. It's 9, I believe.
It's 9.
if you take 9 people, that's about $1,000 in orders. And all you do is you bundle those orders, and you've just proven to that shop owner that you can do what you said you were going to do. And if they don't sign up after that, then they're just crazy.
So basically, I think what you're describing is like demoing, being like you as the rep, you as the PHP member, as the rep, go in and be aggressive about proving to that owner that these products do sell with a little bit of just education and information, because we all know how awesome the products are because we use them all the time. And so just share that information with people. Focus on the products that you feel most comfortable with. Carry those fact sheets along with you so you can feel a little bit more educated and knowledgeable about those products. So demoing or being there as the kind of consultant is a great way to support the salon. Another way to support the salon is make a little flyer that has the salon's web address on it and also says, have a nutritional consultant for free with naturopathic Dr. Michael Woolfield, that they can sit on the counter and that as their people come by, they can, they're paying their bill, they can take a little flyer home with a PHP catalog or something like that. So we offer these promotional tools like the naturopathic doctor, the educational conference calls. They can invite people onto the conference calls and let Dave and I educate them on Wednesday nights. And then obviously have the web address so they can order online, again, get that full retail margin, or next time they're in the salon or come back to the salon, purchase the product right off the shelf.
And what I would encourage people to do is to go ahead and take everybody's orders, and then show the salon, over the course, just say, look, we just made you whatever 40% of this number is. If it's $1,000, you just made the salon $400.
Exactly. That's like probably more profitable than renting out another chair or two for that day.
Oh, yeah, that's more than they made all day.
Yeah.
With all 6 of their cutters.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because they're making about $20 per cut, they're making about, not as much as they made all day, but it almost doubles what they made, so there's no way that they're going to turn this down. Nobody is going to say, wow, you mean I could be making 150% of what I'm making now, not what I'm making, for every dollar I can be making $1.50 if I do this right. Who wouldn't want to do that? And remember that if you get that salon going well, the numbers could be astronomical. One salon selling $200 to $300 worth of product, 6 days a week, $1,800 a week, $7,000 a month, you making 8% of that, that's not a bad thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we're running really short on time. We've definitely gone over our agenda time, our budgeted time. Did you have anything else you wanted to say in closing or to wrap up about supporting after you close the deal, after you get them going, or anything else in general?
No, I just want to bring it back to the fact that if you're a rep and you want to make, you want to make $5,000 a month, I want you to sit down and do the math, okay? And I want you to ask yourself, if I could go in and make 43% of $1,000, eight times a month, that's 43% of $8,000. Well, that isn't going to do it. So it looks like I better get 12 appointments at salons a month if that's what I want to make, because I need to, A, get 12 appointments with salons that let me go in there on their busiest day, and two, I need to get good enough so when I'm taking advantage of their 36 to 50 customers that I'm making the $1,000, pulling $1,000 per day out of them. That is a goal that you could set, and it's a goal that you could achieve. That's 12 salons with on their busiest day, and you're selling $1,000 per day that you're in there. That means you need to get 10 people to place a $100 order. I'm telling you, if you're worth anything as a salesperson, you know you could do that. And that means that you have just made yourself a job of $5,000 a month. You're spending 6 days a month setting appointments, 12 days a month executing. You're working 18 days a month. That's the same as having a three-day holiday, having three-day weekends every single weekend, the equivalent of working a four-day work week and making $5,000 a month. That's what I'm telling you. This could be a real job, and we didn't even factor in the residual income. If you do this 10 months in a row, you will, with the residual income factor, be not making $5,000 a month, but $10,000 or $15,000 a month. And so this is real. If you ignore it and you don't believe it's real, that's nobody's fault but your own. There's a lot of people right now wondering how they're going to pay their bills, and Amy and I are saying we have an answer. The question is, are you going to help us find those people? Are you one of those people? I know for sure I'm going to find a lot of those people, and if you do, we're going to help you. Amy and I are here. We are a family. We have got support tools ready for you, but you need to go out and be aggressive and prove that you want it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's a very unique opportunity that we offer here at Purium Health Products, and we just hope that you will take it seriously and take advantage of it and start earning those high dollar commission payouts. That's what we want to spread the message, and we want to reward you for having spread our message. So with that being said, I'd like to thank you, David, so much for all the information and passion. I know you're very passionate about this subject and about recruiting professionals, and great information tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. And the last thing I want to say is that we have 50 people on the line tonight who clearly are serious. You've stayed with us the entire hour. I want to thank you guys. And if you want me to work with you personally, Amy had a brilliant suggestion. Play up the consultation. They could have a consultation with Michael or myself. And we encourage you to use the tools we described tonight to go out there, and never to forget that when you're working Purium Health Products, you're improving lives. And so what I want to ask you guys right now is, let's go out, let's change some lives, let's improve some lives, and are you ready for that? Because Amy and I most certainly are.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dave, and I thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will be back with you next week with our regularly scheduled February Business Building Conference Call, and we hope to speak with everybody again then.
Well, I just wanted to let everybody know I am going to Oslo. First, I'm going to Chicago, and then I'm going to Oslo, then I'm going to New York. Amy and I are dedicated to being on the road and going out and meeting, I'll be on the road, and Amy will be holding the fort down. But we are going to get out. We're going to build this business. We're going to help you to do that. So if you want to hold an event, contact us. We've had 6 new events that are potentially scheduled since our last business building call. I'm only one man, so if you want to be on that list, give us a call. And Amy, brilliant call tonight, as usual. You did awesome. And thank you very much for your patience as we doubled our expected time.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody, and have a great night.
Good night, everybody.
Bye-bye.